Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth day of the little month of Tut. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for God for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Sophia was martyred. She used to go to the church with her Christian neighbors, so she became a believer in the Lord Christ, longing to become Christian. She went to the Bishop of Manf. He baptized her in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Thereupon, an accusation of becoming a Christian was brought against her before Claudianus, the governor. The governor brought her and questioned her. She confessed and did not deny her faith. He tortured her with many tortures. He whipped her, then burned her joints. However, she went on crying out, saying, "I am Christian." The governor commanded to have her tongue cut off and then returned her to the prison. He sent his wife to her to dissuade her and promise her with many rewards. When she would not be dissuaded, he commanded to have her head cut off. She prayed a long prayer and asked God to forgive the governor and his soldiers for what they had done to her. Then she bowed her head down and the executioner cut off her neck. A Christian woman paid much money to the soldiers, took her pure body, and wrapped it with costly shrouds. She placed the body in her house, and many signs were manifested through it. On her feast day, very bright lights and incense came out of her body and of her holy and pure body. When the righteous Emperor Constantine heard the story of Saint Sophia, he carried her body, or her holy body, to the city of Constantinople, and he built a great cathedral and placed the body in her blessing and prayers. Be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.